Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. I saw this article posted up at a Facebook group, and I had to actually do a full-on response to it. The title of, and this was in the Daily Mail. Oddly enough, this is August 2017, but I'm seeing more and more articles like this, and I think much like if you can't handle me at my best, you don't deserve at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. If Mama Bear ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Happy wife, happy life. A lot of these myths are midlife crisis for men. That's another one. A lot of these myths are starting to really come under fire and becoming questionable. As this goes along, as the manosphere gets bigger, as more information begins getting shared in the manosphere and starts getting spread around. Now, to a certain extent, and the title of the article, and again, this was 2017, so this is a long time ago, but I've been seeing a lot of articles like this. In fact, Mooncat, when she did her teardown of the manosphere, went to great lengths to try to explain this one. But the title of the article is, "Where Have All the Good Men Gone? These Sassy, Sophisticated, Solvent Women Say They're Struggling to Find Other Halves That Can Measure Up." Okay. Here is some truth to the issue before I get into the other part of this. As a woman gets older, there is this thing called the wall. As a matter of fact, Miss 2016, the woman that was the primary impetus for me starting this YouTube channel, she's actually getting married. You want to know how old she is? She's 31 now. So she's at that point where she's in that settle range, right? Where it's like she has to take what she can get now, because there's not a guarantee, because of her age and because of what she's doing in her life now, that there's going to be another guy after that. Like, the line eventually goes dry with women if they don't. So yeah, women's expectations of what they want out of a male do increase as they get older, for a number of reasons. One of them being the wall. The other one being is that, again, right there, they have more at stake personally and financially and emotionally, etc., etc., etc. They've invested more. They cannot, especially after the age of probably post-wall, they cannot just simply fall back on their looks. However, this particular myth with women is they're doing their level best to try to dismantle this, and unfortunately it's not really working now, because unlike some of the other ones that they had years ago, this one is actually facing some opposition now. The title of this article is, it's like, and again, and I keep hearing this over and over and over again, somehow it's always up to the guy to quote unquote measure up. It's never up to the woman to bring her standards up. The woman can do whatever the hell she wants, right? It's always the guy that has to bring up his standards. And here's the thing, like, I'm looking at the photo of this, and I'm probably going to have to download this photo. I'm looking at this photo, and the youngest woman in this picture was 42 years old, which would make her 49 now. Yeah, it's not. And this also goes, this also kind of like ties into the fact that when guys get financial resources, when guys are able to spend their resources on what they want and who they want, when they want, they're not going to go for some 42-year-old woman with baggage, or 51-year-old woman, or the other, the oldest one here is 54. She would be 61. They're not going to go for a middle-aged woman with baggage. They're going to go with a younger, hotter, more attractive woman with actual eggs. So the guys that are in this bracket that do measure up, the men in this particular, they ain't going to go for women of this age. They don't have to. They don't need to. This is part of the reason why you saw all of this autistic screeching about Leonardo DiCaprio a few months back. Because it's sort of like, you know, these women in particular, and we're talking about Gen X women here. I don't even want to consider what the next generation is going to be like, but these Gen X women, they are probably the first wave that was fully brought. It was fully exposed to feminist ideology. And, you know, and while they're not as bad as the generations that are coming up after them, this is going to be an increasing problem, right? And their answer to the problem is to tell men to measure up. And here's the situation. And they're facing a double whammy here, because there's a lot of men in the manosphere. And by the way, the manosphere is going to continue to grow at an exponential rate, especially if you keep seeing articles like this one. You know, guys are realizing, fuck, I don't fucking have to. Like, I don't have to fucking deal with this shit. Like, why should I have to tolerate some woman who is post-wall, probably with kids, potentially with a bad relationship or two in her past, which she, by the way, she chose to be with that guy. I got to point that out as well. When I can go for somebody younger, better looking, that doesn't have the baggage, and, you know, yeah, it's, you know, it's not that, it's like they feel that they're entitled. Here's the situation, and again, I'm going to have to go back to the Leo DiCaprio situation. These women have grown up with an entitled attitude. They seem to think now that at 40 and 50, that they still have the same options that they had when they were in their 20s. And they don't. Or say even their early 30s. They don't. Right? That's not the way the situation is going. The manosphere is educating men at an exponential rate. And guys are realizing that they don't have to take this crap. And they're not, right? And what this particular article is, it's a cope. That's really all it is. It's just a goddamn cope, right? I do not in any way feel sorry for these women. You know, they did this to themselves. Here's the other part of this. And then looking at these five women, I'm going to say probably between them, there are probably 7, maybe 8 guys that they potentially had the chance to hook up with or be with when they were younger that they ignored, treated badly, or just didn't notice or care because of standards or whatever, or they just weren't quote-unquote ready to settle. And they passed up on what were probably fairly decent guys at the time. And you know, want to know what now? You know, these decent guys, They don't have to fucking, they don't have to wait around for a woman with no fucking eggs, sagging tits, cellulite on their butt. They don't look anywhere near as good as they did 20 years ago. And these women are like, oh, well, I'm entitled to, they're not entitled to anything. They're not entitled to anything at all. Right? Like, this article is a cope, right? This is another one of those guys do better. Well, you know what? I really don't feel like doing better anymore. You know, like, take a look at this photo again. Like, would you really want any of the women in this photo, given what their attitude is, given what the title of this particular article is? Would you want to be with any of these women? Well, I mean, maybe once, you know, maybe for a night. Would you want these as a relationship material? Would you want to deal with their kids? Or potentially, and I'm going to say this, I'm literally going to say this, shitty fucking exes, shitty toxic exes that they chose to go with, for a woman that's post-wall, over the hill, pushing retirement, when if you're a guy now who would quote-unquote measure up to these guys, I'm starting to realize this too, right? You know, like, I've got fucking financial resources, right? Like, I'm not, as a general rule, interested in getting with a woman around my age. I'm not, right? And it's simple, and it's just simple, straight up preference. So it's like, this is a cope. And for the men out there that are dealing with this issue, that are struggling trying to find the one, and they're around their 40s, 50s, that type of thing, understand that the market for you, especially if you have financial resources, is a lot better for you than it ever will be for them. And again, right, this isn't guys measure up. This is them desperately trying to put a good veneer on a very bad situation for them. A situation for them, by the way, that probably to a great extent they created themselves. Getting into this again, how many decent guys between these five women were passed up on? How many men did these women marry where they married them because they settled? Right? And now they have the nerve to go and, oh, well, men just can't measure up to my standards. Like, well, I mean, you know, if you're a toxic battle axe, if you're one of those women, and I see them, they see them managing various stores and outlets in the city that I live in, right? And I'm like looking at them, and I'm going, I wouldn't want to fucking deal with you. I don't want to deal with your toxic bullshit. I mean, I see how you treat your workers at the job, and you think I'm going to marry you? You think I'm going to settle in with you? You think I'm going to cohabitate with you? You think I'm going to, like, raise someone else's kids, potentially, in some cases? No, no, no. So this whole article is a cope. It's not about standards. And guys, yeah, the message you're hearing from a lot of women and from a lot of places is that you need to do better. And it's like, no, enough of this bullshit. You know, it's time to, like, when you hear and you see stuff like this, it's like, enough of your bullshit. You know what? Like, I'm tired of moving. Ladies, you fucking move. This is Naroki 5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.